How you doing? I'm from Arkansas, and if you want to survive in Arkansas, that's one of the survival phrases you learn is, how you doing? And then the response to that is, doing good. How you doing? So I've got some filler right now because my story's like 20 seconds. Sorry. So I grew up in Arkansas, and I think I'm related to the guy with the mouth like that that caught that food. Actually, it'll probably be me one day. So I grew up in Arkansas, and I became a born-again virgin at the age of 18. If you want to know how that works, you can ask me afterwards. But so I got really serious about God when I was 18, and I knew that I was going to, you know, like God had this special plan for me, and that I was just, you know, this perfect story of like being a missionary and saving kids. And so I got really into it. And so I had originally, when I was younger, I'd had a camp experience, a Christian camp experience, and it was really bad. And there was like broken ping pong paddles and broken balls and really long sermons, and it was sweaty and nasty. And they actually, I remember one day we had hamburgers and they were frozen in the middle, and the french fries were still stuck together. It was, anyway, so I didn't have a really good camp experience as a kid. But one summer, our farm, we had a peach farm, and the peaches, we had a late frost, and all the peaches died. Thank God. I hated picking peaches. You know, I don't know if you've picked peaches, but, you know, it gets in your skin and you're itching all day. And I didn't know Spanish very well, and all the guys are working there. And they loved making fun of me. And anyway, so this one summer we had this frost, and so someone told me, hey, you can go work at this camp. It's great. And it is like the deluxe camp. It's like, you know, $10,000 a week or something crazy, and they have these ski boats. And so anyway, I went to this camp, and it was great. And then I went back after I graduated. So it's sort of similar, I think. And then I worked for a year, and I went back again. And I think I was around 24 at this time. So anyway, but this last year that I went, so now we're getting to my story. How much time do I have? Oh, okay, sorry. Well, so this summer I got to be, sorry, this will just be 30 seconds longer. So this summer I had a lot of responsibility. I was going to drive the bus, and I got this commercial driver's license, and I was going to drive people out to the summer, the lake, where they had all these fancy ski boats and stuff. And so so driving was this really kind of boring experience. It started really early, and so the first day, the first day happened, and then I was called in, and they said, hey, this kid got, like, second-degree burns. You need to make sure that they put sunscreen on and stuff like that out at the lake. And so I was like, oh, yeah, okay. So then the bus ride became a little more exciting because I was making sure all the kids were all greased down and stuff. Well, I started trying to amp it up. So my mouth's getting really parched here. So I started trying to amp it up, and I was like, you know, we started singing songs, you know, like, hail to the bus driver, man, he spits, he cusses, wrecks all the buses. And then we're just all these songs, and then I started trying to, you know, like, amp it up a little more, because I was going to make it so fun. These kids all wanted to come to Jesus. And so I got into hitting roadkill with the bus. And the kids loved it. Like, they were like, yeah, we heard about you. And I was like, yeah, that's right, that's me. And so we'd get on the bus, and I would be looking for roadkill. And then, but one day, at this point, I had never studied microbiology. And there was this large possum that was on the road, and it was really bloated, and it was just like a big balloon. And I was like, oh man, that's all mine. That possum's going down. So anyway, so I was, you know, I knew that the kids were going to love this. And so anyway, so I hit the possum, and you could actually hear it pop. And all of a sudden, the carcass exploded into the, I don't know, the fumes just came up. And I was still kind of laughing, thinking I was cool, but all the kids started gagging. And it was literally a barf-a-rama. So the poignant part of this story, though, is don't run over bloated roadkill.